97 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, wake up, sluts!
Jeez, man.
Quit yelling.
You dumb sluts.
Quit yelling.
That's
Shut up, slut! That'll get you going. Jeez, man.
God, good Lord. It is 7:12, Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
Good Monday.
I could be doing better, honestly, but...
Yeah, you feeling a little under the weather?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's the travel back from Vegas or the time change. I woke up this morning fine. Yeah. I don't think my sleep schedule's messed up.
Yeah, you know what it is. You drank that Brady Kool-Aid. Now it's upsetting your stomach. That's
up.
What it is.
Shut
That's
up.
That's what it is.
God dang it.
God dang it.
Maybe it's going from really nice weather to this blizzard that we're in.
Yeah. You know, well, it was, what was it in Vegas?
It was 60, so it wasn't really extremely hot, but 60 in Vegas is a little bit warmer than you think.
You came back on Sunday and Monday where the temperature was, what, -8?
I think we got out and it was zero.
Yeah.
Yesterday was zero and sunny.
That's kind of a hard transition, you know.
It is.
Well, it's good to have you back.
Thanks,
and I just wish you'd quit bitching about not feeling well, for God's sakes.
I know.
My tummy hurts. My fingers hurt.
Can you give me CPR or something?
Oh, you got it, buddy. Ask and ye shall receive.
No.
Let's see your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
You don't have to be naked. Why are you naked?
You're not supposed to use tongue during CPR, mouth to mouth.
Let me die.
Just let, dear God, take me now. Oh, boy. Nominees for the Golden Raspberry Awards, or the Razzies, have been announced. And Donald and Melania Trump were among the honorees.
Oh.
The president got two nominations. He's up for Worst Actor Razzie for the documentaries Death of a Nation and Fahrenheit 11/9. And he's nominated along with his, quote, self-perpetuating pettiness for Worst Screen Combo. The First Lady is up for Worst Supporting Actress for Fahrenheit. This year's Worst Picture nominees are Gotti, The Happy Time Murders, Holmes and Watson, Robin Hood, and Winchester.
People hated Holmes and Watson.
And I haven't seen it yet, so I can't make up, I don't have an opinion on it yet, but...
Apparently,
yeah.
A lot of people walk out within 15 minutes.
Really, it's that bad?
I guess.
I mean,
I just don't see it, like...
Here's the thing. If people are going in, I bet people are going in expecting Talladega Nights. They're going in expecting Step Brothers.
Step Brothers.
You
know, I think what it is they're the same type of characters.
Yeah.
It's just they're way over the top.
Way over the top. And I heard, too, like the accents were really distracting.
Accents,
yeah.
Yeah. I could see why people are doing it. I always say give it a chance.
Yeah.
I'm always one of those guys like don't look at the movie reviews. You know, I never do. I give it a chance. This one, though, I've heard so many people.
I probably won't use a theater ticket for it. I may wait for it to be for rent for $1.99
you know?
If I'm going to do it. But, so they're up for a nomination along with the other ones. And, hey, Trump, First Lady, got a nomination. Number crunchers at Pornhub have found that porn traffic has increased since the government shutdown started. For example, traffic spiked 6% recently in Washington, D.C., with much of the increase in traffic occurring during working hours.
So come on, people. What are you so upset about? It looks like you're having fun.
Yeah.
Looks like you're occupying your time.
Yeah. You got to keep the hands busy, you know?
Yeah, right.
Was it idle hands of the devil's workshop? Not today, devil. I got the day off.
I'm not getting paid. You know how much Pornhub is a month?
You know what? Thank God Pornhub's free.
You know?
Give me
not the premium though. Hey.
Honey, I gotta cancel my premium membership.
Right. What does the premium do? What?
I don't know. Yeah, you get exclusive content. I don't know.
It's like you're really in
you
deep
gotta,
with this.
That's true.
You really like it.
You know what? We gotta find someone. If anybody out there has a premium Pornhub membership,
or just a subscription to really anything,
let us know. 925 WIRX. I want to know what you're getting. That I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
From the free site.
Yeah, that's all you need is a couple free videos. That's it. That's all you need.
I wonder what Kiki would say if she saw on our credit card bill. What is this $7.99 for?
You're paying this a month. Brock, am I not good enough for you?
Well, no, it's just I get exclusive content.
All right.
They have blooper reels and behind the scenes stuff. Right. Yeah, it's like buying the extended DVD. Do you really need it?
Yeah, do you? What are you getting with it? Like DVD commentary?
Yeah. Do you need the 3-disc set? I mean, you don't need that much.
This guy's really in deep at the point.
Oh boy. Oh boy. Just the free stuff is fine.
It's 2019. Just stream it, man.
How long are you watching it, too? Dude, I'm done in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not going full story mode on this thing.
I really want to see how this ends.
But anyway, a lot of government workers. I'm pretty sure they'll have stats on what government workers are watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think they're watching?
I don't know. Probably some weird stuff.
Government sex.
Government porn. What? Just some old lady flipping through documents like, oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Keep flipping.
You flipping. Ooh, she licked her finger to flip the next page. Oh, yeah. Weird stuff. I feel like we should end on that, but just to make things better.
Yeah, let's lighten it up a little.
KFC has just made a candle that smells like gravy. That's right. Good news. KFC has a candle out. Here's the bad news, though. They only have 230 of them, and they're only giving them away to people in the UK.
Really?
Why? That's an American thing, all right? A candle that smells like gravy? Those hoity-toity UK sons of bitches aren't going to appreciate this.
You know, I will say the KFC mashed potatoes and gravy are phenomenal.
Oh, dude.
You know what, though?
What?
The gravy's always like 2,000 degrees. You ever notice that? I mean, I'm not complaining, but I just got to wait a half an hour I always jump the gun. Just scorch my mouth.
The first bite. See, here's the thing. If you burn your mouth, just lean into it and keep eating.
Keep going.
Because it's not going to get worse.
Yeah.
But you just got to.
Have you ever eaten a pizza roll without burning your mouth?
No. The first one's always scalding hot.
Yeah.
Good news is the next one you eat, ice cold.
Yeah, right. What the hell?
See, the key is to work from the outside in.
Because
it's hot, 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 cold.
Yeah.
Or hot, medium, cold.
What about a Hot Pocket? You ever eaten a Hot Pocket without scorching your mouth?
I've never eaten a Hot Pocket without it being either lava hot on the outside and just a brick of ice on the middle. You think in 2019, I don't want flying cars.
No.
I don't want us going to Mars. I want a Hot Pocket that cooks evenly the first damn time I throw it in the microwave.
Can't do it, boy.
For God's sakes.
We need a microwave that actually cooks everything.
And I don't believe that stupid sleeve that you put it in does a damn thing.
Yeah, what does that do?
Put it in the sleeve. That doesn't do anything. That just makes it harder to get out.
Yeah, it always sticks in
there. It always sticks in there. For God's sakes.
Damn Hot Pockets.
Well, here's the commercial. We'll end it on this.
Breathe in the soothing aroma of KFC gravy. It's all gravy, baby.
The Morning Dump on